The arts have been important since the university's foundation, when students had to achieve their licence in the arts before moving on to theological studies. This case highlights some of the important texts on topics relating to the arts and humanities which are associated with St Andrews. To the right of the case is a bust of Robert Browning. Browning was a poet whose works, which included The Pied Piper of Hamelin and My Last Duchess, was studied at St Andrews as early as the 1890s, despite the fact that he had only died in 1889. St Andrews was the first university in the world to study works of English literature rather than just the classics. In 1861, it became compulsory to study English to gain the Master of Arts, or MA, degree. Until 1892, only men were allowed to study for the MA. If you open the drawer, you will find a Lady Literate in Arts, or LLA, certificate. The LLA scheme was introduced in the 1870s and allowed women to study a distance learning course before it was legal for them to attend university. It was considered an equivalent to the MA. William Knight, Professor of Moral Philosophy between 1876 and 1903, played a central role in establishing the LLA scheme and successfully campaigned for the admission of women as full students against strong opposition. When you are ready to continue with the tour, take a look at the stained glass window